Welcome to On the Frontline, the Safety Learning and Operations Podcast. My name is Dr. Gina Anderson, and I am the CEO and co-founder of Luma Brighter Learning. Luma helps the transportation and logistics industry save lives through our award-winning connected learning platform, because we believe that we are connected, and when you are, you can reduce risk, spark change, and learn with purpose. And that is why we are celebrating the people designing better outcomes for those who move our industries. Stick around to the end of the show and we'll reveal how you could be our next guest to be celebrated in about 15 to 20 minutes. Let's go. Hello, everyone. I am so excited to have you today on my very first episode of On the Frontline. Today, I am joined by Jerry Curl, who is a bold change maker who's creating better outcomes for the people who really move our world. Jerry is the Chief Operating Officer at G&D Trucking, Hoffman Transportation. I am so honored and I am so excited to have Jerry, who is an incredible leader, join me in being honored today for On the Frontline. So Jerry, thank you so much for being here with me today. Why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself and what leading from the frontline really means to you?
First, Gina, congratulations on the new podcast and the frontline. You're an amazing person yourself. And in my mind, great people attract great people. And you're one of the best people I've come across. And I'm telling you, everybody needs to be blessed in their life to be able to come across and meet you. So thank you for the wonderful opportunity. You're a beautiful person and I'm excited for today as well.
Thank you, Jerry. Yep. Today though is about you.
Let me
tell you all a story about Jerry. So I was at a trucking meeting and I was at a board table and I had never met Jerry before. And I was sitting there and they were talking about drivers and they were talking about how they were going to describe drivers. And Jerry stood up and I wouldn't have had the courage. Jerry stood up and he said, look, we need to talk about drivers as people. They're human beings. They are heroes. And I was so taken aback. I said, I need to meet this Jerry. I need to know who he is and who his heart is, because it shines so bright in this room that the room just lit up. And to me, this is an exemplary example of why I created this podcast. Because Jerry is really really standing behind, but leading from the heart and really making a difference for everyone that comes in contact with Jerry. And so for me, I walked up to Jerry and said, I have to know you. I want to know you and I want to learn from you. And so thank you, Jerry, for being on the front line. So where does this come from? Where does leading on the front line come from you? And what makes Jerry incredible?
I've been blessed to be in this industry, and I'm going to give you a number that probably will roll a lot of people. I've been in this industry for 45 years.
Wow.
And it supported my family wonderful. My father drove a truck his whole life and worked his way up. And I watched how hard he worked. And this was my first Father's Day with him too. And when we see how hard these individuals work and how much they pour into our daily lives, it's amazing. To be in an industry and become a leader, you're influencing people. And people is what great companies are made of, great people. And people do business with people. A company don't do business with a company. And you have to love people. When you love people, they trust you. And I love people. I have a mission every day. I write in my journal, I'm going to improve the lives of people every day. I'm going to make a difference in somebody's life. And I write down three or four names every day that I'm going to reach out to people I haven't spoke to in a while. And I'm going to call and make their day. And I do it. And again, we are in a leadership role. That's a title. But you know what we are? We're here to influence people in one way or another. There's two people in life I look at. People we're going to be able to change your life, or people are going to change our life. When we had that meeting in there, you changed my life after we talked. I've got a mission right now that Bobby and I are working on. I'm going to share with you that we're going to re-landscape this industry, because as a professional driver, they have 16 years life expectancy, less than average American. Mm-hmm. Why do we let that go on? We're people. We need to love these people. How many fathers left their families yesterday on Father's Day? And you can hear the emotion in my voice. It makes me emotional. They left their families to make sure I had a bottle of water today. The gas in my tank. So why wouldn't we love these people that love us, give us the things we need every day? And you know what? They have a tough life. Who out there on the road, are they really valued? Somebody has to value them. And I see that in them. And I want to be that person. I'm going to change the world one person at a time. And I'm going to change this industry. You mark my words.
You absolutely are changing. You are. You're making such a difference. And I think it's just an exemplary example for everyone in the industry to lead from love and lead from the heart. And I think, Jerry, you've shared this with me before, but share with our audience maybe a moment where innovation in your world emerged from an unexpected place. You think about driving the industry forward. Share us that. Share it with us.
I was that unhealthy guy. I was that guy that used to weigh 350 pounds and terrible discipline. But you know what? I said to myself, Jerry, they're only going to go as high as you lead them. If you're going to be doing great things, expect great things from great people, you got to do greater things yourself. Mm. And I poured into myself to educate myself, learn to eat healthier and to become healthier mentally and physically on both aspects. And you know what? I brought that into the work environment and help people improve their lives with diabetes, lose weight, challenge, work through challenges of the loss of a child, a spouse. That's what I said. Everybody says, oh, trust me, Gina. But you know what? When they build trust is after you build love. And I don't know why leaders, or especially men or dads, why we shy away from it. Because you know what? That's the living, breathing essence of who we are as human beings. And I think really pouring into the health and mental side of the industry and our company is really grew into a passion of mine for the whole industry. Because you know what? When I hire somebody, I always tell them, you know what? I'm not offering you a job. I'm extending an invitation into our family. I'm hiring you to retire you. This will be the last place you're going to work. And we maintained a less than a 1% turnover rate last year, and a 3% in 45 years. And I'll probably be a victim of retirement, but the innovation of improving the health and mentally and physically in our company has been remarkable. It's what's needed in the industry, and that's where I'm at. My passion is that I'm going to leave my mark in that industry, and I promise you. And I'm pulling you in with me.
I'm saying, can I come work for you? Yes. I come work with you? Like, let's do this. Like, you're an incredible leader. And I think about this, Jerry, 10 years from now, how do you hope that your work has moved the industry forward for the people? Because look, the industry is good. This is bigger than you or me, right? Yeah. This is bigger than you. What do you hope to see 10 years from now from your work that you're leaving, your legacy?
I hope to see that the general public, the population, views a professional driver as a professional. That person that has that skill above the average person. We get to work at 6 a.m. They've already been to work for 6 or 8 or 10 hours to provide for us. But we have a healthy environment for them in a truck stop where they can buy food, how we interact. They've got a place to relax that's comfortable. We have a better lifestyle in general for them. But also, there's a platform them to get to educate them. Inspiring somebody and motivating them is one thing, but we have to educate them. I want to educate that individual to live better, because they're leaving the legacy every day. They're writing that legacy today for tomorrow. And the actions of their loved ones are watching them today. And we have to change the next generation. And I want to educate that. I want to give them the resources they need at the truck stops, or wherever that may be, to provide better health care for them, to food. Because when we're providing the medicines for them, to me, that's proactive. I want to be reactive. I want to rid this industry of diabetes, obesity, the heart disease. And I think we can do that with education and good people like you and some other strongholds in this organization or in this industry.
So. Absolutely. Your leadership is powerful and it's behind the front line. And I feel like some of the most powerful lessons that the frontline work teaches us can change our lives. What do you think the work that you do teaches us about humanity?
To love one another, to really care. Mm-hmm. What can we do to really impact somebody's life? Like I said, you come across people in life, you have the ability to change their life, or they have the ability to change your life. We connected afterwards and look at where our relationship's grown. And that was a heart spark moment that God gave us right there. And we have to capitalize on them. And I was a guy that was always pretty humble, stay behind the screen, Jerry. I went to a summit in Idaho where I had some pretty powerful speakers in the world speaking. And we were talking afterwards. One of them came up to me and said, Jerry, you're right on. We've got to really influence this next generation because we created that mess. But why don't I see you on social media? You got the right message, but you're letting them listen to that negativity. They need to be listening to you. And I've got to step boldly, like I tell everybody, step boldly in front of that camera. And that's what I'm doing today. I'm getting out there. I'm not an Instagram guy. They're saying, Jerry, you need to get on there. And I get people, hey, shoot a video and show me how to do it, Jerry. Tell me, walk me through the story. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do that. Yeah, I've got to talk my talk. I walk my talk.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What, Jerry, what messages do you have to other leaders who are listening that want to drive change, but may not have the courage like you? What kind of recommendation would you give them to lead like you lead every day?
Step boldly, step steadfast, and take it. Because you know what? What I found out is we're not afraid of change. We're afraid of the other side of the change that we don't know what's there. And as leaders, we got to provide that vision for everybody. And remember, we're influencing people one way or another, either positively or negatively. And you know what? There's enough negativity in the world, this industry. You know what? Like I said, God put us in there together for a reason. That person crossed our paths today for a reason. And we have the ability to change their life, or they have the ability to change our lives. And you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. The biggest blessings I've had is helping people change their lives. You know why? Because it changed my life.
Aww.
It changed my life for the better. I pour into myself because they are going to rise to our standards. They're only going to be as good as me. I've got to be better and I want to be better. And my goal is, I'm sure I told you 100 times, 0.01 better every day. I want to be better tomorrow than I was today. And I will be looking back, Jerry, I wish you would have said this. You should have said this better. Because you know what? I want to communicate better. Because I want my message to resonate in your heart. And it sinks in there and stays in there. I want it to be cemented in there so it goes forward and is carried through this world because it needs it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, Jerry, this is my first podcast episode for On the Frontline. And today I want to honor you. And I am so excited because I want to pause right now for everyone listening to recognize a kind of leadership that doesn't always get in the spotlight. But Jerry moves mountains all the same. This is not the loudest voice in the room, not the one chasing titles or applause, but the one who shows up time and time again for others. So on the front line, Jerry, look at this award I've created for you. This is a pelican, and on the pelican, it has your name, and I'm going to ship this to you. And it says on the front line, and on the back, it says you are a winner. And this pelican is special from Charleston, because I wanted to create the Pelican Award to honor these quiet heroes, people who lead with heart, who carry the weight of others without asking for anything in return. And I chose a pelican as a symbol for my podcast for this reason. In nature, pelicans live and hunt in groups. They thrive not through isolation, but through community and connection. They represent teamwork. They represent social bonds. And they represent the balance between giving and receiving. Today, Jerry, the Pelican Award goes to you, who's someone who embodies all of these traits, someone who sees the strength in others and lifts them higher, who gives without ego, who leads from the front, but within the community, Your work may not always meet headlines, but your impact, Jerry, is lasting, it's personal, and it's powerful. So today I honor you, Jerry, for the way you move people forward quietly but purposely, for the community you've built, for the balance you bring, and for the lives that you've changed just by being you. Congratulations, Jerry. You are our Pelican, and I'm so excited to give this to you, and it will be coming soon. But I am so thankful that you are a change agent in the industry, and not everyone gets a Pelican. So thank you, Jerry.
It's an honor. It is an honor, and it'll go right up there. It'll go right up there because I don't display plaques. You're right. It's not about titles and plaques. It's about people. And you know that that is why I created with my wife, my lovely wife, Bobby, that I need to give all the credit in the world to because she supports me 100%. We created TCSA, Transformation Creates Self-Affirmation Leadership. And if you go to tcsaleadership.com, you sign up, you'll get a daily message from us every day, inspiring your day, planting your feet in positivity to start your day every morning at 5 a.m. And you know what? I think now we're well over 100 people on this daily message. Wow. And it's off to a great start. And I promise you, I'm going to change this world one person at a time. And we got a great start. We got a great start. And you're on that team, girl. You're on that team.
So. Absolutely. We'll put those in the comments so everyone can join. Everyone can follow Jerry and his mission. Thank you, Jerry, for being on the front line. I appreciate you, and go out and do big things.
We appreciate you. You don't stop what you're doing, and we love you. We love you for what you do, and we got your back as well. So you have a great day. Thank you for having me on today.
Dr. Gina Anderson here. Thank you so much for listening to On the Frontline, the Safety, Learning, and Operations podcast. If you are a successful director, VP, or C-level executive, and you're solving some of the toughest challenges in training, engagement, and risk reduction, we would love to have you on this show. Please visit podcast@learningwithgina.com and apply to be a guest. If you got something out of this interview, would you share the episode for me on social media? Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend, or just post it on your social media channels. If you know someone that would be a great guest, tag them on social media and let them know about the show, and use the hashtag on the front line. I love seeing your posts and guest suggestions. It means so much to me. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content, so make sure you don't miss an episode, and go ahead and hit subscribe if you like it. Your thumbs up, ratings, and review go a long way to help promote my show, and it means a lot to me and my team. You want to know more? Go to our website, learningwithgina.com or lumabrighterlearning.com, and follow me on LinkedIn and Instagram. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time.